Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
I realize I've been in fights, but only as a featured extra. Like, I've never actually participated. It was less of a conversation and more of a lecture, if you know what I mean. Just no reach, no punch. Even when I watch, like, when a fight is going on, I get all tensed up. Like, I'm never the guy going in going, "Ash, good, stop this. What are you guys, nuts?" I'm the guy at the edge of the guy, like, No fighting skill. I've seen one genuinely great fight in my life that actually inspired me and encouraged me and gave me hope for us as a species. This was way back in 2000. It was Christmas time, and I was drinking at a bar above the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard. It's a bar above it. It's called On the Rocks. Get it? Because it's on time. There's all these office parties up there. Everyone's getting plastered. And then below us, in the Roxy, there's a rock show going on. And everyone's doing drugs and drinking. And then next door is the Rainbow Bar and Grill, which is a big heavy metal headbanger bar. And they're all getting wasted. And then 2 a.m. rolls around. Everyone out in the parking lot, get your cars. Bar's closed. So all three venues let out at the same time. Drunk office workers, drunk metalheads, drunk concertgoers, all in a big drunken blob at 2 a.m. on Sunset Strip. So there's a group of people all in suits. It's clearly an office party, and they're waiting at valet to get their car. And one of the members of their group was this black guy who was 5'3", and I can't stress this enough, really wide. Just this round, roly-poly butterball with a big, chubby, round face and these little, fat, chubby hands. He's got a big cigar in his hand and he's talking with his friends about stuff. And they're all just, there they are chatting. Then out of the Rainbow Bar and Grill come these two big dudes. Good-looking dudes, muscular dudes, wearing suits, got the collar open, showing off the chest. One of the guys got a cowboy hat on and cowboy boots. The other guy's Middle Eastern, he's got a gold chain. They look good. They had clearly gone out to get some pussy that night, and no pussy had been got. And you could see the vibe coming off of them, which was, we're gonna start a fight. My skin's gonna hit skin at one velocity or another tonight. I tried to go slow and easy. So they're coming out, and they walk by this group of office workers, and the cowboy guy kind of deliberately bumps the black dude, but he keeps walking, but he turns around and goes, "Hey, watch it," to the guy. The black guy says, "Well, you watch it. I'm not moving. You're moving. I don't have to watch it." The cowboy guy says, "What?" Now, Had I been the black guy, my response would have been, oh my God, I'm so completely in the wrong right now. Please let me apologize to you. I will watch it. You win. Don't kill me. But the black guy's response was, I said, I don't have to watch it because I'm not walking. You're walking. You watch it. The cowboy guy says, that's it, motherfucker. Fucking boots are coming off. He kicks his boots off. I know. Now, this doesn't happen enough in real life, but I love it when a whole group of strangers are hanging out, even people that wouldn't normally be friends, and then a way bigger douchebag shows up, and just for a second, everyone's friends, just reacting to the douchebag. Because suddenly, total strangers are like, did he just say he's taking his boots? You heard that? Okay. Like, if there had been a Nation of Islam guy and a skinhead, they both would have gone, did he just say he's taking his boots? He said that, right? Okay, I thought I was going crazy. So, now, the fucking cowboy guy is now barefoot on the pavement, snaking in on this dude. The short, 5'3", wide, chubby black guy. And he looked good doing it, like, I think this guy fucking knows kung fu. And he's fucking moving in. He's gonna fuck. And the black guy has not reacted. He's just standing there with a cigar, watching the guy move in. The cowboy guy gets right up on him and gets his hands on the black guy's lapel. And then the black guy, and he didn't put his cigar down to do this, which haunts me to this day. Cowboy guy's hands were on his lapel, and the black guy just picked him up. And when I say picked him up, I don't mean he went like, I mean, he boom, off his feet. Just, it took that much effort. The guy, he was holding the guy over his head, and then he immediately dropped him. Now, the cowboy guy's evening in his mind did not include being lifted up over someone's head, so he only fell 5 feet, but he absolutely did not break his fall in any way. So everything hit, like nose, chin, knees, just blam on the asphalt, and then blood, and he was clearly so much pain that his brain was like, nah, we're not gonna process this. Why don't you just stand up? And so he gets up. He's like, and he's still like trying to motherfuck the guy, like, ah, oh, fuck you, come on, man. But he's just, he barely stands. He's in so much. And to his credit, his friend, the Middle Eastern guy, was like, up, oh, we're good, thank you. And like grabbed the guy's boots and, okay, let's get you in a cab, buddy. And like his friend was immediately sober. We'll get you in a cab. We're gonna go right home. Pushes his friend in a cab and then they ride off. And now I cannot take my eyes off this black guy. By the way, when they left, the black guy never just turned to his friends. So are we bringing in like muffins on Monday for the Christmas party? Or what are we, like never even again mention what had just happened. So I'm like, I'm like, the fuck did I just see? What is this? And it took me a while looking at the guy and I realized, oh, he's a power lifter. Because real power lifters, the serious ones, their bodies, they look like these little chubby guys. Like, it's like their torso turns into a bicep. It's just one lifting. It's like a bicep with a dick and legs, and that's his one move. Just lift and drop. Like, if... Like, what was your favorite fight you've ever seen, Patton? Oh, it was like a Street Fighter video game. It was like, literally, lift and fatality. Like, that was the whole... Oh, okay.
Comedy Dynamics Daily is an Acelcast original and produced by Brian Volkweis, Richard Myrick, and me, Brian Adams. Thank you for listening.